Good afternoon to all of you. My name is Antonio Carlos Vélez Braga, Investor Relations Officer for CEMIG. We now start the transmission of our webcast and results of CEMIG related to the first quarter of 2015 with the presences of Dr. Mauro Borges Lemos, Chief Executive Officer, Dr. Fabiano Pereira, Chief Officer for Finance Investor Relations, and Dr. Fernando Rola, Institutional Relations and Communication Officer. This transmission, this broadcast, may be a follow-up by means of telephones 5511-2188-0155 or 5511-2188-0188, and also through our website. To start up this presentation, we hand it over to our Institutional Relations and Communication Officer, Dr. Luis Fernando Rola. Good afternoon to all. It's always a renewed pleasure to conduct this video conference with you gentlemen and ladies for disclosing our quarterly results. Some 1.5 months ago, we disclosed our last year's results, and this is the first quarter of this current office and administration, and I invite you to read the disclaimer because we'll touch on very strategic points here. Our indicators were rather positive, and they do reflect the strategy that has been adopted by current administration. Mauro, our CEO, what would you say about this first quarter of our management? Good afternoon to all of you. The assessment we make is that, in fact, our results have been pretty positive, as made very clear from the point of view of net income, EBITDA, and net profits. Our position is very solid, and that's what we have to present to you investors. We are highly pleased with these results, and my personal commitment and of the entire executive board of CEMIG is in the sense that we should pursue the consolidated result for this year that will be true to these first good results in 2015. We'll discuss the results in detail during our presentation, but to sum up what happened during this first quarter, we had a maximization of our results as a function of our trade policy that has been implemented for some time already and have brought up major results, in addition to some very relevant factors happening in the first quarter, and that not only impacted the quarter's results, but they will always bring benefits into the future. One of them, the consortium made up by CEMIG and Leitch, which won the Itaucara auction, which had been dragging for over 10 years, and we granted a concession for the next 30 years in using these assets. Also, the tariff adjustments occurred in April with a general impact of 7% on our distribution business. This means transfer of costs that had been incurred over the past 12 months. In addition, Alianza, our alliance, is bringing the first results with substantial accounting profit that we'll describe to you in detail in a few moments. That reflects the capacity of the company to restructure itself, to reorganize itself, having viewed this rather complicated project, and we could make a very attractive design of this effort to our shareholders. Yes, indeed, you are all right. This project we have been pursuing for a long time, and now we're very successfully winning the auction, and the competitor that would really go into this project brings a very positive result. We have a build-up of resources for this project. We are very optimistic about these results. I do believe also that this signal very importantly, that CEMIG, well, this is a consortium made up of CEMIG and Light, which is an associated company to us, that's a signal that we are back to auctions. That's important because as long as these auctions are attractive and made feasible to gain returns to our associates, so the participation in greenfield projects for generation of CEMIG is part of our DNA. And if it's part of our DNA, and if we do that so competently, we consider that this is a very important route to be pursued by the group. We are convinced of that. We are strongly working on the formatting of these auctions, attracting interested investors and the federal government and the union of Brazil is interested in attracting such investors. We must work to make these auctions to be solid in bringing undisputable returns to investors and CEMIG's associates and shareholders. So this is our commitment, and we are strongly pursuing this target, this goal, and this auction includes public consultation and audits. On the one hand, we are presenting our competence and will on the part of the group to participate, and on the other side, the participation on the designing of the format of these auctions, they can become a long-term investment. This is our characteristic. We don't work on a short-term speculative power market. What we know and what we do is to enter partnerships for long-term projects, and this auction perfectly reflects this idea. The auction, good in itself, also is a sign that our board is mobilizing to make our group ever more competitive into future auctions. We reduced and mitigated substantially the risks involved in the hydroelectric investment and project. With investments made in the recent years, we've got to the point that we are familiar with virtually all the aspects of the project. And then we managed to reduce the risk in such a way that we'll be able to ensure attractive returns to our shareholders. So this balance of risk and return in the Itaucara case was very important for the company. Yes, for sure.
debate foi bastante intenso na casa.
There was an intense debate in house. We have been discussing this project for over 10 years, if I'm not mistaken, and we finally arrived at a design under which the return of this project to Senigi reaches two decimal cases, figures, and with the participation of the other managers and managing entities. Another important aspect of the first quarter, early in April, we could see the annual adjustment, the common ordinary adjustment of tariffs. That's just a transfer of costs incurred over the previous 12 months. This has mitigated a lot the risks of our operations. The regulatory body took on costs that were before shouldered by distributors, and also future costs and had reached a very high threshold, and this ensures subsidies to low-income consumers, and also the purchase of additional power and energy by the distributors. The cost of distribution, therefore, was stable, remained stable without any transfer of costs to consumers, not even of inflation. This will be to the benefit of our consumers. Yes, indeed, this is a concern of ours, a commitment, and we believe that, in fact, we should go for this modic or these tariffs that are affordable, that can expand the capacity of our consumers to use the energy. That's a very strong stance you are taking. Tariff adjustment included flags and included extraordinary adjustments because we had non-ordinary aspects that would justify that. But in real fact, in the long run, we see affordable tariffs as a means to expand our consumer base and to make feasible the economic growth of Brazil. Most of in contrast with most distributors in Brazil, CEMIG has corporate and industrial consumers with a heavy weight, which we negotiate with both in the free market and the regulated market and the captive market. So this brings a very differentiated portfolio, residential, consumers, commerce and industry, consumers. This varied portfolio is one of the most important assets of CEMIG, and this is important for all consumers, and this is the way we work anyway. I believe that we are, in fact, pretty much concerned with this huge effort we're making to reduce costs and increase productivity in the CEMIG distribution sector. This is something that we should pursue further into the longer run. Unfortunately, this is not reflected yet in the first quarter. The increases are not 100% reflected in the first quarter, but in the upcoming quarters, we should see even higher impacts on our revenues, positive impacts that will also reflect on the results of CIMIC distribution. Most of the costs that were that made up our CVA are now being transferred through the flags. Another important impact on our results was the recognition in the first quarter of the fair value as our president already mentioned, as we had an alliance with a Vale, a major, mostly relevant project for CEMIG, and this stockholding reorganization is bringing 735 million in accounting impact, but it goes far beyond it. Yes, indeed. Aliança Energia is our main drive to growth in generation. We have high levels of competence in engineering, and if you add to that a private vehicle for growth, this brings us extreme robust structure to increase our capacity for generation in Brazil. We have seen already huge increases and developments, and now with this new vehicle, we have all the ingredients for an ever wider participation of in the power sector in Brazil for cash generation. That's generation of electricity. This brings us predictability to our cash flow, which is much to the satisfaction of our financial director, isn't it? Yes, positively. In the very short term, we believe that it will already bring satisfactory results and payment of dividends to CEMIG. I should remind you that our leverage is almost zero, so our capacity to grow is enormous. Another aspect that should be stressed here is that our partner is not just a companion on our voyage, but it's a long-term strategic partner, namely Vale. It will be our partner in the growth of our alliance, and it's a major consumer of our power. So PPAs that are very much consolidated and brings a lot of insurance or a guarantee for performance. These are two partners. One look for the other. They get along very well with a long tradition of cooperation, mutual cooperation. I and my colleagues here have had many opportunities to talk to them, and we are mutually satisfied to see this alliance taking shape, both on Vale's and CEMIG's side. This is a partnership that came to stay. Yeah, that's a perfect scenario. Vale wins, CEMIG wins, and all those who invest with us in this new resource will win as well. We have a major concern with the sustainability of the company's results, not only from the point of view of finance and the economy, but also the communities we serve. So operating performance, tariff standards, these are major concerns and constant concerns of CEMIG. It's a corporate principle for us to watch for the three aspects of sustainability: financial results, respect for community use of resources into the future for the new generations, and protection of the environment. This is a corporate principle for us, and we have been recognized for that. among the communities we work with, and we are at par with companies that have the highest standards of concern in these aspects. So in this first part, we talked a little bit about our vision, our views on the results, and what we should expect, having in view the events of the first quarter. And now we will provide more figures to you. The figures so far have been very positive. Net income have grown 24%, reflecting all that environment, reflecting the strategy that has been adopted, and this allowed for these results. We had seasonal effects, and we are going along the same actions as the other companies in the sector, having in view the reduction of risks, seasonal risks, and we had this natural hedge by buying energy. This brings stability to our revenues and our future results. This is a guideline we are following up very closely, despite the fact that the context was not too favorable. GSF was pretty low in this first period. Yes, we believe that efficiency in managing the trade, the commercialization, had in view the hydro crisis, the adverse hydrology, and we adopted this hedge that was built accordingly, and it was extremely relevant so that we could cross this desert, so to say, 2015, which is an extremely hard period for the electrical sector, as all the investors know, from the point of view of hydrology. And we could build up some of these hedges. And the commercialization is a major highlight in these results. And this will happen also in the upcoming quarters. The strategy was pretty well developed, and the results are there, showing how we participate very significantly in the Brazilian market. Also, the impact coming from the consolidation of Gasmig acquisition, almost 100% of Gasmig is ours now. This reflects in the revenues with an additional 426 million reais as a result of incorporation of Gasmig. Operating expenses also grew some 50%, but our slide shows the reason for that. That has to do with the amount of energy purchased. This has been very high in recent years due to the dispatch of the thermal plants. The GSF is lower. And this purchased electricity compounded to our hedge, which is not necessarily a negative value, although it was substantially increased, the expenses in percentage terms as well, but it brought a positive effect. The other aspects are pretty much under control, isn't that, Dr. Fabiano? And nothing that would be a reason for concern. Gas bought for reselling reflects the impact of the acquisition of 4% of Eletrobras. EBITDA showed an increase of some 22%. And if our president is willing to explain to us, please, what happened to our EBITDA? Yeah, we had a major performance, 2.5 billion. And that was an important indicator for the remainder of the year. Yes, an increase of 22.3% as compared to the quarter in 2014. This was partially a result of our alliance.
With,
and the other part comes from the management and commercialization and internal efficiency gains of the company. We still remain with the commitment to improve this result, and this will be our pursuit during the rest of the year. 1.8B is our performance, is still very positive in comparison with the remainder of the market. In addition, if we add that to the measures we are about to discuss, this performance will be even better into the upcoming quarters. As a consequence of revenues in Lagida, or EBITDA, 18% was the consolidated revenue or net income. It's a little lower, but it's understandable that last year PLD, or spot market, had a very expensive price, which is now R$388 per megawatt hour in this first quarter. So we have to adjust that and consider the gains from Aliança. It's still a very positive result. Yes, one of the best results of the sector in this quarter, again demonstrating our constant pursuit for positive results. And it's a good sign for the rest of the year. I have no doubt about it. This result in the first quarter was a very strong focus that our board had in view, and we wanted to achieve, and we did achieve this very positive result. We'll keep on working strongly to achieve a consolidated result compatible with this first quarter. This is the favorite slide for Dr. Fabiano. That's our debt profile, consolidated value of 11.9 billion reais. Some indicators here will be commented on by Dr. Fabiano. As we look at the profile, consolidated debt profile of CEMIG, we listed as an observation that a good deal of this 2015 debt was rolled over, but it's not reflected here because debt was started in March. Capital cost of the company, of the debt, has increased a little bit over recent months because the long-term interest rate has been increasing. But as we see the leverage of the company in itself, then we have all the indicators under control, and that allows us to look ahead with confidence to improve this profile. This will be a pursuit of ours this year and into the next years. It's important to highlight also that the debt, although it's indexed to PCE and IPCA, we have CDI and IPCA, we have a hedge for it, and our index is IPCA. And our debt is determined by the Selic, which is the official interest rates, federal. And if we consider these two factors, we see an advantage for a company of a scale such as CEMIG. CEMIG GT also in a very positive position, some 6 billion reais in debt, but the relationship between this and EBITDA is very favorable. We are very much concerned, Dr. Fabiano, isn't it, to elongate that debt profile into the next years. It's a restructuring of this debt, and we are doing that beginning in this 2015. Yeah, we are looking at the possibility of reducing the debt volume at GT, CEMIG GT. This is already in our pipeline, and also working on potentially debt indexed to inflation. This brings more flexibility to the company, and it will help us grow even further. Distributor, as well as CEMIG D, despite all the tight conditions in 2014, it's still in at a very reasonable position in terms of debt profile. Of course, not all the hedging mechanism and protection mechanism is reflected here. The tariff flags adopted by the regulatory bodies. So we're still to absorb a little bit of this impact in the second quarter. But in any event, this performance is rather positive and predictable. And then with our strategy to restruct the debt, we'll elongate, we stretch this debt for our distributor division. The tariff revision and flags have reduced substantially our perception of risk. The perception of risk from our investors was looking at some risks to the cash flow of the companies from the point of view of investors last year. But with our measures, we managed to reduce these risks. And even so, we adopted further measures for protecting our cash flow, restricting execution of our investment program in the first quarter. We curbed a few of our investments. It's not to say that we are not going to make those investments. We will recover that over the rest of the year. But for the sake of protection of our cash flow, we did that. Yes, so if you look at the figures for 2015, planned and executed, we restricted a little bit that in the beginning of the year for greater tranquility. But we did invest some 25% of planned. So if we look that this is just the first quarter, it's well evenly distributed over the year. As compared to last year, it's a little lower indeed, but it has to do with the differences between the 2 years. Last year, our investment program was pretty robust, and in comparison with this year, it looks like there's been a reduction, but actually what happened was that investment in last year was, you know, outstanding. But these next slides bring a very positive indicators. Generation of cash is pretty positive, even having in view the pretty complicated situation we went through during the first semester as for the context of the economy. That reflects the hard work of the company over last month. We have kept track of that very closely, and as you can see, our capacity to generate cash to meet our commitments. We rolled over some part of the debt. We liquidated matured debt. And we still have good cash to go through the rest of the year with, without any much concern. Also, if we compare in the, as far as capital markets are concerned, if we see a very positive evolution by March, we show the negative performance. But as the extraordinary tariff adjustment and flags, the perception of the investor improved pretty much, and our shares valued pretty much above the average in the sector at Bovespa. That Renova, for example, is still being built. They did have also a very positive performance in the capital markets. These were the points we wanted to bring to you. We're now open for questions and answers, and we are ready to approach any other point that may have not been looked upon our presentation. We now start our Q&A. If you want to make a question, press asterisk 1. To remove it, you just press hash or send it to our, through our email. Mr. Canhedo from Credit Suisse. Good afternoon. Thank you for the presentation. I would like to know if you have any update on the court disputes concerning the three main hydro plants. Apparently, there had been no news, but we just saw that this has been brought back to the court agenda. Could you anticipate any further developments on that?
Vinicius,
good afternoon. What I could advance to you is that as planned, we have started off a process for negotiating the three plants. We defined, together with the union, the Brazilian union, the parameters for such negotiation. And I'm personally involved in this negotiation with the federal government and the Minister Eduardo Braga, appointed by our president, federal president, to conduct negotiations with CEMIG. On the part of CEMIG, I've been conducting dealings with the minister personally, myself. And my perspective on that is very positive. I do believe that there are interests, mutual interests, the federal government and the state government and CEMIG, controlled by, of course, by the state of Minas Gerais. there is common interest to get a solution where everybody will win. Ever since we took on the direction of the company, we have been saying to the market that we can transform this game, which looked like it's all or nothing type of game, to a win-win situation. And that's the direction we are following in the negotiations with the Federal Union. As you know, negotiations of this scale require time, take time, and you really need time to wrap up all the aspects, not to leave any room for further litigations, so that we can get to a position where we'll be comfortable that the decision will be to the benefit of the company. It's a complex negotiation, and in that sense, we have defined from the inception of this negotiation that the time variable shouldn't be the most important variable when seeking a solution. This year, as everybody knows, is an exceptionally restricted year as for water resources, and this is an external factor that pervades a little bit the process of seeking a negotiated solution. We know that, we acknowledge that before the market, from the beginning, we've mentioned it, and we have no deadline, no final date to define the end of negotiations. We believe that the more time, if we have a little more time, we can arrive at a beneficial solution by the second semester of this year, and that will be good for Brazil and for all concerned. Okay, thank you. Our next question comes from Paulo Ferreira, Bradesco. Good afternoon. Thank you. I would like to ask if there is any concern on the part of the company or the market in general as regards the leverage. What's the perspective for distributing dividends in 2015? Will it be 50% as before, or will it be anything below that? Thank you. I'll request our financial officer to reply. First, I would like to make it very clear that the commitment on the part of the company remains strong. The statutory dividends are 50% of the profits. What we have done at this moment was just a prudential move. Last month, Assembly meeting approved 25%, and we reserved 25% for future dividends, and these will be paid as soon as this scenario of uncertainties is overcome. To add a little bit to this, the issue of indebtedness, as you mentioned, our conviction is that our indebtedness level is pretty low. If you look at all the relevant indicators, it's a fact that the distributor went through a period of increased indebtedness due to all that happened last year and early this year. But with this new policy of transfer of costs, especially non-controllable costs, and this will, by the end of the year, improve substantially our performance. Thank you. So, if you want to make a question, please press asterisk 1. Our next question comes from Mr. Vinicius from UBS. Thank you for... Perhaps you could give us a more colorful description of what's happened with Alianza. Are you going to focus on more known assets, existing assets, or what? Our strategy, as we have commented during our presentation, is to make it into our vehicle for growth in the generation from mean to big, to Gemini and Greenfield projects, some of them already defined, to turn our alliance into a company that will be much more, have much more capacity than the initial 1,200 megawatt. This will enable accelerating this growth, and our goal is to grow very strongly into the next 5 years. In 5 years, it will probably become one of the most important generating companies in the country. I should remind you that if you want to make questions, please just press asterisk 1. We now close our Q&A session. We'd like now to hand over the floor to Dr. Fernando Rolo for his final remarks. Before handing it over to our CEO, I should remind you that on the 25th, our 20th annual meeting with analysts and experts in the field. It's a traditional event in the market and for CEMIG. I extend the invitation to all of you. If you can't be present, you can follow the event through the telecommunication media we will put at your disposal. We will discuss the strategy of CEMIG for the next years. And now for final remarks and to close the meeting, our Chief Executive Officer, Mauro Borges Lemos. I'd like to close this session by saying first that we restate firmly our commitments taken when we took office in this new administration. Our shareholders, our investors are fundamental to us. We will seek consolidated results consistent with what we have already achieved in the first quarter, and reaffirming this commitment is very important to me and to us. How do we plan to deliver these results? This is always a question that we should revisit. First, we believe that competence, CEMIG's competence as a company involved in generating transmission distribution of energy involves major gains in operational synergy and then operating at low cost. These are three specialized dimensions of CEMIG is extremely important. Secondly, we are working on a growth strategy of CEMIGI as a group. We today are a group, a relevant group. We have private vehicles in dimensions that we consider the most significant for our growth, involving generation, creating this private vehicle, which is Aliança Energy with Vale, and consolidation of Renova as a company generating renewable energy. Renova, it's important to say that this recent operation with Cemex Group aims at expanding our capacity to invest. We're not selling any of our assets. We are rather establishing a long-term partnership with renewable, with this leading U.S. company in renewables, so that we can have assets for generation in Renova. We have backlogs with PPAs already structured and auctions already done. We have already the guarantee on long-term contracts, and we want to speed up investments for cash generation by operating these assets that are now in our backlog. Our pipeline is of high quality, and that's what we want to press ahead. Our strategy is to have this financial instrument for speeding up our renewables. We are already a leading company in renewables in Brazil. We'll go on with this, with the participation of CEMIG and CEMIG's group in transmission. Our orientation is that our capacity in engineering should be added to this private vehicle, which is Taesa, which will expand our participation in the transmission market of Brazil. Our O&M, operation and maintenance in transmission, we can operate at very low costs, so we must use our competence in engineering to press on with the growth of the sector in Brazil. As far as distribution is concerned, we have a CEMIG distributor, which holds the largest market of distribution in Brazil. This company is a major asset of ours, and together with that, we have Light as a private participant, and by means of these actions, we will take important steps towards growing together, CEMIG and Light. These are the instruments we have with a big capacity for synergy, and this can be put at the service of further growth. This is a commitment of the board, and we should deliver by the end of the year results to the shareholders that's compatible to the size and the scale of the company we lead. And as a public utility company, we must also deliver affordable quality services. This is a commitment that we are restating at every opportunity, and I do it again right now. These are not incompatible. profits and returns are not incompatible with the public utility role of CEMIGI. On the contrary, the more we deliver services, affordable services, quality services, the more we will be able to grow. One side reinforces the other. Quality, affordable services means greater returns to our investors. So this strategic view will be reflected in our economic financial projection to be disseminated on the 25th, during our event. We'll be transforming the strategic view into figures, but also into results for the future. To wrap up our conference, I would like to thank you all for your attention. I should mention that our investors department, Investor Relations Department, are here, and Mr. Ricardo is here. You probably reserve them tougher questions for him, and he is available 24/7 to you and to share our strategy for relationships with investors. Thank you. So the video webcast is now closed. We thank you for your participation, and have a nice afternoon.